Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
All right, we are back and in full stride. Afternoon of day two, coming to you from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo. Stone Payton and Lee Cantor hosting on behalf of Training Pros. And it is our distinct pleasure to have in this particular segment the Director of Human Resources and OE, which I suspect stands for Organizational Effectiveness. We'll find out in a minute, with a company called PPD. Please join me in welcoming to the show Miss Susie Dvorak. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice to be here.
Hey, did I call it right on the OE?
You got it. Organizational Effectiveness.
Fantastic.
So how's the show going for you, Susie?
You know what? It's been really great. The seminars and the coursework they have has just been phenomenal. I've been really impressed.
And then you guys were honored, Training 125?
We did. We advanced two more steps this year to 67.
Number? 67, yeah. Inching your way to the top?
We're going to hit single digits, I promise.
So when that happens, do you walk around and refer to yourself as a Training 67 honoree?
Yeah.
Just Training Empress, that's all.
Training Empress. it fits you well. Yeah.
So there were high fives around your table and your organization?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is our third year that we've been acknowledged, and every year we go up, and next year our goal is top 10, so we'll see
how
we do.
So that'll be a big jump, 67 to 10.
All right, so you've been putting some attention, energy, and rigor toward this idea of efficiency in training. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you've been up to.
Well, it's really interesting, and if you go to any of the seminars here today, there's been a lot of talk about perspectives. And that's really what happened here. We were putting two initiatives together at PPD, one being Lean Six Sigma and trying to pull that through the entire organization, and the other one really buying into a new change management methodology that we could bring in globally. And we had gotten some certifications in ProSci change management. What was interesting is once we started to really build that change management initiative in the organization, having had the Lean Six Sigma training so recently, it immediately came to mind that, you know what, we've got a lot of terminology going on out there that is similar but not identical and could be confusing. And so the thought really was, we need to not just think about this particular group rolling out change management to the organization. We need to think about all the learning that the organization is experiencing right now, which is a tremendous amount, and really try and do some good work in having some efficiencies there. So we did some really good work around looking at all of the different portions of each training. So with Lean Six Sigma, you have DMAIC, and with change management, you have ADCAR, and the ADDIE model for learning and development. Of course, you have Project Management Institute and their way of their doing business.
So a lot of acrostics and matrices to try to manage it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we did. You know, what does stakeholder mean in project management? What does a stakeholder mean in ADCAR and in change management? So we really took an approach, an attempt to see where the consistencies were and get to one vernacular, one language for the organization before we proceeded in any additional training.
Because clarity is so important, right? Because you don't want one group to think that they're talking about one thing, and then another group, they're saying the same word, but they're talking about something completely different.
Absolutely. And when you think about how the word stakeholder is used in different ways, that's huge. That's huge. So it was really important from our perspective.
So can you walk us through that term stakeholder? How was it used in different areas, and then what did you kind of land on?
Yeah. So a stakeholder really in change management is that person that's impacted in any way from a change initiative that's going on. When you're looking at a stakeholder from Lean Six Sigma, it might be very, very similar to that, but in the ADDIE environment, they don't really talk about it a tremendous amount. In the PM Institute, they talk about stakeholder, but it's really at a very high level, almost as a sponsor. You know, so it's really how you think about it. A stakeholder, when you think about them from anyone that's impacted, and another group thinking about only that they have some say in the decision making, there's a huge gap between the two.
Right, one person thinks they're a stakeholder, the other person doesn't think they're a stakeholder.
Absolutely, and you can be very offended, right?
Right.
Why wasn't I included? So we kind of ended up, and we're kind of in the throes of it right now, but I think where we're going to end with stakeholder, for one example, is to be as inclusive as possible, because the more buy-in you have, the greater, you know, results you're going to have as well. Yeah, some great discussions happened out of that.
So why change management in the first place? Are things really changing that much in your arena?
Oh my gosh, our industry is just, I cannot tell you how much we're changing. With the healthcare initiatives that are going on right now and the changes in just healthcare in general, it's having a huge impact on the research that's going on. So really the pharma, the biotech, those organizations, very much changing how they're doing research and development forcing them to really, you know, where they might have done a, you know, 100 different startups and an initial look at a particular device or medical initiative, now they're doing a handful. And so now you've got less business, less stuff going on out there. And so now you really have to partner in a different way. It's really changing everything that we do and the industry as a whole. If you talk to any CRO or anybody in the pharma or biotech state, they're feeling a lot of pressure right now with the constant change.
Now, does that constant change and that kind of the disruptive environment that you guys are living in, is that creating some collaboration in areas that maybe there wasn't previously?
Well, you know, you have to watch that really carefully. It can go one of two ways, right? You can become more collaborative or you can become more disjointed and siloed. Like, I don't know what's going on in my organization, so I'm going to hunker down into my group and just understand what my group's doing. And so we were actively thinking we can't allow that to happen. And so change management was an absolute necessity from that perspective to make sure we grow in collaboration rather than becoming more siloed as we go along.
Now, was there specific things you did to encourage collaboration?
Yeah, you know, when you're doing change management, this is one of the things that we've done. We've sent individuals into this certification process from a variety of groups. So HR, from our IT group, different pockets of the organization, and we've come together as a change management community. And as a community, we're developing how we're going to have a new process change management that meets the entire organization's needs globally and across functional groups. So that has driven more collaboration.
So what were some of the biggest hurdles as you were traveling along this journey? Because you had to run into some, yeah?
Yeah, I think the biggest hurdles are the way you've always done it is your most comfort level, right? Mm-hmm. And so if I've been following, say, the Project Management Institute of Project Management and the bit that they do on change management, I'm going to be hesitant to get onto another board. Why would I? It works for me. So there's a bit of that, especially when I'm moving to something that I don't know. Maybe I'm not certified in this new change management approach we're taking. And we are trying to take bits of what makes the most sense from each group. So it's new to everybody. Those are the biggest challenges we've run into is, you know, just getting out of that habit of what I've done and what I've consistently done in the past.
And yeah, in your industry, you better be comfortable with change.
Oh my gosh.
I know, but this is like a house of mirrors because what they're changing is their approach to managing change.
You know, it is.
That's brave.
It's brave, but absolutely necessary. I mean, you really can become a siloed organization quickly if you don't make sure you're running that change really effectively in your organization.
Now, is this something that you can measure? Have you kind of have any research to say that this is working or that's not working?
They live
more
through
of
it.
Yeah, we're trying to live through it.
Survival is the only metric.
If we come out the other end, we're doing really well. Right. No, you know what? I am really excited about that part. We're not there yet, but we have a lot of good metrics available to us through different organizations. And so we have a lot of metrics that we can point to and we know how to measure ourselves. So we're not there yet, but I feel like we have a good baseline to be reaching for and we'll show us whether we've had great success or not.
Yeah. How do you know when you had a good day? How do you know when it's time to high five?
Yeah, exactly. When does the change end? I'm afraid for all of us, never. What is it? Change is the only constant.
Right. So I said it kind of tongue in cheek, you know, that you lived through it. But the fact that you did live through it and you are experiencing some success, that sets the foundation, I suspect, for people having a very, at least initially, very positive attitude toward the next thing you want to do with respect to your next big training and development effort, yeah?
Absolutely. One of the facets of all change management training is a couple of things. You know, companies just becoming change weary, individuals becoming just weary of constant change, and you've got to manage that closely. But that second piece of really how well you do change and what your history of change is tells you how well your next change initiative is going to be. And if you get a history, if you got a culture of being really poor at change management, it's going to become harder and harder and harder for you to do any change initiative. So that's why we have to manage this so carefully.
So let's leave our listeners, before we wrap, if we could, with some tips. Let's say that they're going to take on the same type of thing, and they're not only going to manage change, but they're going to change the way they manage change. Got some pro tips for them?
I think, you know, I think that you can't just say, I'm going to do change management this way and buy a book or go to a program or get certified in one way. I think you need to look at your culture and you need to decide what change management initiatives make sense for your culture, your dynamic, what's going on, how you find yourself today. Build something that's going to work for you. Don't just take something off the shelf because I think that is a recipe for disaster.
Fantastic. And this group, I got to tell you, we've had, maybe 20, 25 conversations. And not only are are they just, to a person, passionate, bright, but you guys are so good about helping each other out.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to reach out, have a conversation with you, and exchange some best practices, you hanging out at the LinkedIn or the Twitter, how can they reach out and have a conversation with
they
you?
They can absolutely reach out to LinkedIn on me for me, and I'm out there, Susie Dvorak, and I'm more than happy to respond to any requests or questions they might have.
Probably not a lot of Susie Dvoraks in the change management pharmaceutical world. Probably a small...
Pretty easy to find me.
Small sample size. Well, thank you so much for investing the time with us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
And congratulations again on the Training 125 honor.
That's the Training 67.
The Training 67.
Today, not tomorrow.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.